Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So what would a man do in such a scenario? He is living in the United States and she is living in XYZ country, and she has delivered a child after having the marriage contract, but the man did not touch her. So is this a miracle? Should he say, oh, mashallah, tabarakallah, this is pregnancy through good intention? No, it's not his child. She says, yes, he is. What to do? This is the case. He would go to the Muslim court or to the Muslim judge and deny being the parent of that child. And if the woman presents the marriage contract, he swears, I testify by Allah that this is not my child. Four times, and the fifth, that may Allah curse me if this child is mine. And to protect herself from being punished, because if the woman says to the judge who tells her, now it's your time to testify and swear, she said, I'm not going to. Then he's not his child. No, it is his child, but I'm not going to swear. What does the judge do? This is obvious. If she's not willing to testify and swear, this means that she has given birth out of wedlock to that child and it's not the man's child. So to prevent herself, to save herself from the prescribed punishment in this life, she has to swear. And if she's lying, then the punishment would be in the hereafter. So she swears, as in the hadith, and then the judge separates them. Okay, what about the child? The child cannot be attributed to the man. Then who would he be called after? He would be called after his grandfather from his mother's side. So he would take the name of the mother's family because he does not have a father or a family to be called after when his actual father void and waived his right because he does not claim him. And this is a serious issue, and people should not go into that unless there is ample proof. Doubts are not sufficient. People would doubt and say that this is not my child. Why? Says, I'm white and he's black. Or I'm black and my child is white. And this is not enough reason to accept that. And the following hadith illustrates this quite well. But before going to it, do we have any questions? So we'll open the floor for questions.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Assalam.
My question is related to the witnesses of zina taking place. So today, mashallah, the technology has advanced. So almost everyone has mobile phones with cameras, etc. So if they take a video, if they have proof with a video for this zina, so can they produce it in the court without the other three witnesses?
Islam is a religion for all times and places. In the Quran, Allah specifically stated that there has to be four witnesses. Therefore, any photography, any videotaping would not take place of even one single witness. Because nowadays we have editing, we have possibilities of manipulating it. Therefore, this has no effect at all in proving such a crime. Okay, we have, mashallah, too many.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
My question is somehow related with the earlier question. Today, as we know, there are many medical tests we know where we can prove the parent of the child. So can we prevent early on and go through the medical test to identify the parent?
Your brother is asking about referring to DNA, for example. And we can prove, so claim, that the child belongs to this person or to that person through DNA. So can we make this as a way of proving that the child is not his or the child is his, even if he makes li'an? And the answer is no. Because DNA is in the hands of a number of people. And in some cases, maybe rarely, but happens that they make a mistake. They say that the print itself, it's a fingerprint. The DNA can never make mistakes, but it so happens it may be misinterpreted or misread. And there would come a time that a mistake may happen. In Islam, it does not rely on DNA. Maybe we can use it as a supporting evidence, but not the evidence. So if a man comes and said, this is not my son, and she says, Wallahi, he's your son, and we go to the judge, and the judge gives me or gives him and orders him to swear four times and testify that it is not his, the fifth Allah's curse upon him. And he does that, and she brings the medical proof that the DNA-wise, it's his son. Does the judge tell him, it is your son, you have to take him? No. This is only as a supporting evidence, but it has no effect in rejecting or refuting such a verdict. Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Many times when children have fights with each other, they curse that may Allah's curse be on you. So is this allowed?
The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّعَانِ وَلَا الطَّعَانِ وَلَا الْفَاحِشِ الْبَذِيِ, which translates to that a believer is not a one who curses or who slanders or who uses foul language. So it is not permissible at all to curse a Muslim. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, سِبَابُ الْمُؤْمِنِ فُسُوق, cursing and slandering and swearing at a believer is a great sin. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that those who curse a lot will not be among the witnesses on the Day of Judgment. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, do not use Allah's curse and do not curse others with Allah's fire or with Allah's anger. So this is totally prohibited.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
When a person commits adultery, he does it in secret. So it is difficult to bring four witnesses. So what should a person do?
This shows you what beautiful religion Islam is. It conceals faults and shortcomings. And that is why you cannot establish the prescribed punishment of flogging a fornicator unless you bring four witnesses, not only four witnesses seeing the room. They have to graphically describe the organs and the way and something that's too graphic. You have to see this. Four witnesses. Or if he confesses. And scholars say, since the beginning of Islam till today, not a single case was reported that four had seen this. Why? Because no one in his sanity would see people talking and, oh, bring Ahmed and Abdullah. Let them, come on, quickly, let them see. And he's continuing doing what he's doing. He would stop. So this shows you how Islam protects privacy and gives another chance even to the greatest sinners to repent and ask for forgiveness.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
So why does a person curses himself when he's carrying out liyan if it is not permissible?
Why would a person curse himself if
he's carrying out li'an?
Why would a person curse himself if he's in the state of li'an? He's trying to prove his case. Now, if we say any husband who has any suspicion, go ahead and make li'an. Go to the judge and say, I testify she had fornicated or committed adultery four times. This is easy. This is lying. But when you say that the fifth time, may Allah's curse be upon me if I was lying, in this case, people would hesitate. So this is why he's instructed and ordered to make li'an, so that it would be the last barrier. Other than that, then he's definitely telling the truth.
When husband and wife curse each other, should they curse each other in public or only in front of the judge?
First of all, they do not curse each other. The husband curses himself if he was saying the false things, and she asks Allah's anger and wrath to be upon her if he was telling the truth. So they're not cursing each other, first of all. Second of all, this has to be public in the sense that the judge is going to judge them. Not that they are in their houses and they say, Wallahi, if talking to her, they know who's lying and who's telling the truth. But this has to be in front of a judge. No problem of it being in front of their families as well, but there has to be a judge to rule this thing for them. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.